Blog Talk Radio.
About the love of God. Why are we talking about the love of God? Well, because he loves us. He loves us, and he's shown it again and again and again. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I am Brother Torres. Hope you're all doing well. As for me, excited, happy, overjoyed to be in studio today to start another series. And of course, this series again is a follow-up to what we were talking about last week. Last week we were talking about casting life's heavy burdens on the Lord our God. Last week we were using Psalm 55:22 as our text, which reads, "Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never, ever, ever suffer the righteous to be moved." This week, our scripture text comes from 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter 5. And we're looking at verse number 7. It reads, "Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you." Dear God and Heavenly Father, again, we rejoice. We rejoice in that we have access to you, immediate access, unfettered access. And not just access, but an invitation, a divine invitation, to run boldly to the throne of grace, that we might find grace to help in the time of need. Bless this study, Lord, we pray. Speak to us by means of it. Holy Spirit, again, we yield to you, as we must. Each and every time we open the scriptures, we yield to you for insight, illumination, and guidance. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name. Last week, we looked at Psalm 55, verse 22, a psalm that David had penned. That psalm spoke of David's personal anguish, David's personal problems, David's personal battle and conflict. And David, of course, is a servant of the Lord. Now, in this text, Peter is the one doing the writing. So, Old Testament, David. Who was David? A servant of the Lord. David is writing about a personal experience. And then, by means of his personal experience, he encourages us. He counsels us. He recommends to us that we cast our burdens on the Lord. For he, the Lord, will sustain us, and he will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, Peter is the servant in this text. He's the author. He's the person God is using. But he's not writing about a personal battle. He's not writing from a personal perspective. He's not saying, well, this is what's going on with me. This is what's happening in my life, as David did. But Peter here is a pastor. He's a shepherd. He's a leader of God's. And he writes to them that they should not be afraid of what they are experiencing. So it's not Peter who's experiencing it, like David did. It is the people of God. It is the saints of God who are undergoing the attack. And looking from the outside in, Peter says to them, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. So no doubt, Peter has already experienced this casting of cares on the Lord. He has already experienced God delivering him from many, many troubles. And so based on past experience, like David, he can recommend from a point or from a perspective of a person who knows God delivers, God saves. Who is Peter writing to? Let's look at who Peter is writing to. And Peter, 1 Peter 1:1, it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered. A better translation for the King James stranger will be pilgrims. For the pilgrims scattered. You've heard of John Bunyan's classic book, Pilgrim's Progress. Well, these are spiritual pilgrims that Peter is writing to. And these pilgrims are in different geographical locations. They are, as Peter informs us, they are scattered throughout Pontus. Others are scattered throughout the region of Galatia. Others Cappadocia. Others Asia. And others Bithynia. There are five regions that have scattered pilgrims. Pilgrims or people of God on the run. Now, they're scattered, no doubt. No doubt they're scattered because of persecution. How do we know that? Well, let's read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and following. Wherein, he writes, Peter does, you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness. In other words, there's a care on you. There's a weight on you that's real, real, real heavy. So much so you can feel the crush of life. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold trials. What kind of trials are those? Well, you know, when you were a Christian, if you were a Christian in the day in which Peter writes, you lived in a pagan society. You lived in a society that worshipped many, many gods and many, many demons. The people didn't know they were worshipping demons, but as Paul teaches, whenever you bow before an idol, you're not really worshipping the idol. You're worshipping what's behind the idol. What's behind the idol is a fallen spirit, a fallen angel, who promotes error, who promotes false teaching. So the Christians, the enlightened Christians, the saved Christians, the people of God at the time that Peter writes, who were pilgrims, they're on their way from earth to heaven, just like you and I are pilgrims today. They were undergoing hostile treatment from their pagan neighbors. Why? Because the Christians wouldn't bow before these idols, before these gods. And so they experienced hostile treatment. Many of them were slandered. Many of them were beaten. Many of them were falsely arrested. Many of them were ostracized by their neighbors and by their fellow citizens in those cities. And so here are the people of God as pilgrims. They're Christians. They're saints. They are believers. They're on the move. They are scattered. It reminds me of Acts chapter, let's go to the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, it is precisely the same language, scattered. It says in Acts chapter 8, verse 1, and Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul, was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad. You see, back in the early church underwent hostile, severe persecution. And as a result, many of the Christians who were members of the Church of Jerusalem were scattered or had to flee Jerusalem for their lives. They were scattered. So it goes on to say, there was a great persecution against the church that was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Now, it's interesting to note that when the early church was scattered, they went to two different regions. They went from Jerusalem, they went towards Samaria, and they went towards Judea, two regions. Peter here is writing to people who have been scattered to Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. The early church in Acts 8, two regions. Here, Peter's writing to people who have been scattered to five different regions. The persecution is far more widespread in Peter's day. Now notice, it says in verse 2 of Acts 8, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and they made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women and committing them to prison. Verse 4, therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere, preaching the word. So God allows persecution. God allows his people to be chased from one city to another. And when this happens, it's a bad thing for you to be evicted from your home. It's a horrible thing for you to flee from your native land. It's a horrible thing to be on the run. It's a horrible thing to be hunted. But in his great wisdom and sovereignty, God uses persecution to get us moving so that, like seeds, the gospel is spread through different lands. As we travel, we go preaching the word of the Lord. So it is in this context of suffering that Peter writes 1 Peter 5:7. And in 1 Peter 5:7, he says this: to those who have been scattered, to those who are suffering persecution, he says this: cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So, we conclude by reading 1 Peter 1:6, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, we're in verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So, again, David writes of personal experience, and he encourages people to care on the Lord. Peter is not writing because he's persecuted. Peter is writing as a pastor who feels for his hurting flock, who can actually sympathize and empathize with them. And he writes to all these Christians who are being scattered. Remember, saints, Peter was there. Peter was the pastor at the church in Jerusalem when Saul of Tarsus began his lengthy persecution against the Jerusalem church. Peter was there. It's not like this is new to Peter. Peter was the lead shepherd at Jerusalem when Saul of Tarsus was behaving himself like a wolf scattering the flock. So now, 30 years later, he can write again to another group of sheep that God has given him charge over. And he says, listen, I've seen this before. This is not the first time it's happened. And God took care of that group, and God will take care of you. All you have to do is cast your cares upon him. Why? Why? Well, simply put, cares for you. He has a heart for you. Who has a heart for you? The Lord Jesus does. The great shepherd and bishop of your soul has your interest, your life, your situation, your circumstance on his mind. Yes, the God of the universe, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with all the things he's got on his mind, has room to have you in mind. Think about all the people that Jesus cares for. And he's not like me. Oh, boy, he's not like me. Jesus has everyone in mind. My mind, I can only have a few people in mind. And even with that, having just a few people in mind, I do my best to make sure no one falls through the cracks. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they will, under my, but not under his. This is why you never cast your cares on a man, but you always cast your cares upon the God-man. The good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, and bishop of our souls, none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter never said to his readers, cast your cares upon me, my precious brethren, and everything will be all right. He didn't say that. He said, cast your cares upon him. Because not only does he care for you, like no one can care for you, but he's the only one who can make everything all right. Cares on him who cares for us, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you.